The systems that make up the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter contain roughly 9 million lines of computer code, all written specifically for the three variants of that airplane, and the complexity of the software involved in that weapons platform are one big reason it's dramatically overshot its initial budget and schedule projections. It's an experience the Pentagon would prefer not to repeat as it moves out on an endeavor to replace an inventory of helicopters that have been stressed to the breaking point by 13 years of intense combat. The Future Vertical Lift program is trying to build a family of new rotary wing systems that share not just common hardware, but also software modules that can be written once, reused many times across various types of helicopters, and easily swapped out when new technological innovations come along, all without the need to perform an expensive redesign of the entire aircraft. One reason the Pentagon has had difficulty in moving open architectures from concept to reality is that the idea has been somewhat abstract and difficult to implement in an acquisition process that tends to build big systems one by one. The helicopter program made for an attractive target to start learning lessons about how to change that acquisition culture, says Dan Bailey, the Army's program manager for Future Vertical Lift.
What's different, if you will, is we've learned over time. For several decades, we've been after this, right? We continue to go after it, and we struggle because it takes multiple programs over long periods of time to learn the different business practices and the different elements of the process to implement those standards and maintain that backbone so that we can ultimately get the efficiencies that Rob talked about. So how do we move forward from here?
Program officials decided the answer was to take things one step at a time. The ultimate objective is a single common technical architecture that all software systems will one day plug into, but they want to use the helicopter program to teach DoD how to reach that end goal. So in the short term, they'll take baby steps, demonstrating technologies and business processes as they go. For example, Bailey says it's already clear that the new helicopter family will need to use a fiber optic data bus.
We have to learn through that program what that means to us from an architecture perspective, what it means to us from a modeling and tools perspective. We don't want to learn in the first iteration of FEL and then every other subsequent FEL change it. We want to learn before we actually implement the first one. So that's what this science and technology program actually gives us the ability to do. In a shorter period of time, with obviously, you know, fewer resources required, we can do incremental demonstrations of this and learn as we go so that the first Future Vertical Lift program of record has what we need in terms of culture, process, standards, tools to implement it at the beginning.
Officials in the helicopter program have started two short-term technology demonstration projects that are intended to prove to DoD itself that it can turn open standards into actual capability. Two vendors were tasked with writing computer code that could work across multiple systems without knowing what those systems were. Dr. Thomas Dubois, who's helped lead a demonstration contract the military awarded to his company, Boeing, says the results have been surprising. His vendor team, which also includes Sikorsky, initially suspected that writing software code that can interoperate across multiple platforms would be a heavy lift. The vendors won't know whether they succeeded until the military finishes its tests, but the company decided to do its own testing across three different platforms: Boeing's Apache helicopter, a new Sikorsky helicopter, and one still developmental project that Boeing is still working on.
So we wanted to cover the legacy, the emergent, and the future, all with the same basic application. And to what extent does the software really need to change to get it to run from one to the other? And to the credit of the standard, very few changes need to be made. They're done at what's called the transport layer, very low level. So you can think of this as trying to write an app without changing hardly any of the software and have it automatically run on your iPhone, your Windows phone, and your Droid. With the minimalist of changes.
Joseph Ryder, a senior technology manager at Honeywell, the other vendor selected for the technology demonstration, says his company has had a similar experience in building to the first set of open standards.
What we demonstrated and validated was more than conformance to the standard. It really was this concept of the ecosystem and how does everything work through the system. So we were asked to publish in the FACE library. We are distributing through the verification authority and verifying that that process and that organization is being stood up and working as well. And so that's been very beneficial. What we've really achieved here in this first, you know, exercise is getting a glimpse, can we do procurement against a model-based methodology? And I think that at least initial, you know, report out is, yeah, we can. It's going to be achievable. There's stumbling blocks. I mean, we have to be prescriptive to the data model and make sure we all understand specifically what the data model is and accuracy to that. Just like any text-based requirement, it's got to be very accurate and the perspective has to be correct. But I think that we've seen, yeah, this is going to work.
The demonstrations probably will not pave the way for an open architected helicopter that the military will field within the next few years. The actual payoffs, if DoD plays its cards right, are more likely a couple decades down the road. But Commander William Hargraves, who's in charge of modernizing the Navy's fleet of H-60 helicopters, says now is the time to start.
It shouldn't take me 2 years to defeat the threat. Right? If somebody else has developed the solution, it shouldn't take me 2 years to contract for, design for, integrate, and field that solution. Right? We've got to be able to do it faster and more furiously.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com, and 1500 AM.